TJ, in your last video, you discussed the importance of developing a list of lead sources. What is the first lead source that you recommend to your realtors?
First on our simple list was online leads. And if you haven't seen the video preceding this one, developing those online resources, that's probably a better place to start so that you make sure that you do have all the lead sources identified. But the first on our list again was online leads, and everybody's heard of these, and these come from sources like Zillow and Realtor.com. You get them from Facebook, you get them from a lot of social media channels. Google is an area that you can get those. So they're ever developing, but online leads is our first, and I think it's a great place for us to start.
How do you start getting leads from these sources?
Again, there's a lot of different sources. Now, what we've tried to do here internally with my firm is not make this a barrier for entry where somebody really has to figure out, you know, how do I buy leads from someone else? You know, how do I engage a Realtor.com or a Zillow or Trulia or any one of these companies? And so we want to take that out. We want to make sure that that's something that everybody has. We know it's a crucial part of the business. So our realtors actually partner with us on that. We pay for the majority of the cost of the leads. We want to feed our agents with new business that's coming in and teach them how to develop those leads.
Once you have the leads coming in, are there any methods that you have found to help realtors convert leads into sales?
Yeah, set the appointment as soon as you possibly can. Get out of your own way. This person has been online, they've identified a home, they've got something that they want to see. It's simple. Show them that property. Your time to shine is not necessarily on this initial phone call. This is not the time to ask them a million questions. This is to find out one simple thing. What do they want? And figure out how you can provide it. And in 99% of the cases, what they want is they want to see a home. Get out of your own way, meet them at that home. That is your opportunity during that face-to-face to work with them as a client and figure out if it's a good relationship, if it's one that you want, if it's one that they want, and figure out how you can work together in order to do some business in the future.
Before we close, is there a last step that you should take to improve conversion?
Yeah, so you've done all the right things. So now we've set this appointment with the prospect. We've met with them. Hopefully we've given them a great education on everything that we know as a realtor. And let's say that we're working with a buyer in this case. Don't meet with a buyer, open up the house, tell them everything that you know, close the door, get back in your car and go back to the office. What should have happened there is at the end of this, we have set up our next meeting. Is our next meeting going to go look at another house? Maybe that's the case. You've listened to everything that they want. You've identified three more properties that they want to see. And next Tuesday at 2 p.m., we'll meet at these properties. You want to leave the meeting that way. If in the course of that meeting, they've decided this is exactly the right house for them, what's our next meeting? We need to sit down and we need to write a contract. So the meeting should always lead to a next meeting, which leads to a close.
Beyond online leads, what would be the next best lead source you would recommend?
Yep, we're just gonna go right down the list. So online leads was one, direct mail was two. So we're gonna talk about direct mail. And in fact, in the next video, I'm gonna go into detail on how you can leverage direct mail in order to promote yourself in the real estate business.